From the Quran, there is four types of food which we're not allowed to eat. Many says we're allowed to eat anything else which is regarded as wholesome. Now, in different countries they regard as different food as wholesome. Like in England, pig is regarded as wholesome. In France,
Wholesome, yes, correct, yes.
And in France, publics, and Aborigines, correct. Can you tell us what hadith is, and from the Quran, what is regarded as wholesome, please?
Yes, wholesome is a term which is not opposed to forbidden. It's quite a different terminology. It should not be misunderstood. Of those things which are not forbidden, Allah tells us in the Holy Quran that you should also eat the wholesome from among them, as you understand them to be wholesome. So it's left for you to decide. The wholesome is left for anyone among the human beings to decide according to his own customs and his own likings and things. For instance, a child, if he does not like, prawns, there are certain children who do not like prawns. You can't force them upon them because you think it is, they are wholesome. Chinese eat such food as it is of their liking. If initially that food is not forbidden in Islam, then it is for the Chinese to decide about their wholesomeness. And it's not for us to impose our concept of wholesomeness upon them. So it's a free word. Wholesome should be interpreted according to your own likings, even in according to individual liking. That is one concept of wholesomeness. The second is that it should be fresh and without harmful elements. That is also the meaning of wholesome. So it is a medical question. If a food is in a state of decay and it is being infested with bacteria and could cause injury to your health, even if it is not forbidden in religion, still the Holy Quran says don't eat it because it is not wholesome. So either way, this is quite understandable and a common thing.